The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together with Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples, Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we also will come with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, have you caught nothing to eat? They answered him, no. So he said to them, cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something. So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you just caught. So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come, have breakfast. And none of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in a like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For those who are film buffs, you probably already know that the producer of very scary movies, Alfred Hitchcock, appeared in all of his own movies. He may not have been front and center, he might not have been a key character, but somewhere in every one of his movies, he appeared. He might have been walking up and or down the street. He might have been slightly out of focus, but he was there. Today we have the disciples. We have a scene from their life stories. The disciples, as named, we had Simon Peter, we had James and John and Thomas and Nathanael and Zebedee's sons. They had gone back maybe to what was familiar. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. There's echoes of this account of going fishing also in another gospel. What we've read today comes from the 21st chapter of St. John. But in the 5th chapter of St. Luke, there's almost an identical passage. Jesus, the disciples are out fishing. They have caught nothing, and Jesus tells them to cast out the net, and they catch many. On that occasion, Jesus asks those disciples to follow me. On the occasion that we have listened to today, we will hear a continuation of the passage tomorrow, where St. Peter will be asked to feed the sheep. Peter will be told not only to follow Jesus, but also to bring that good news to the ends of the earth, and that also he will suffer and die for being the bearer of that good news. But today we have a scene with Jesus offering the disciples nourishment on the shore of Lake Tiberias. So Jesus appears in another scene in their lives. Wouldn't it be lovely when we would reflect on the movie that is our life story, that Jesus appeared in many of those scenes? Of course, he was there on our day of baptism, but we most likely don't remember that. He was there on the day of First Communion, of Confirmation, in a more notable way. Maybe he was also there on the day of ordination or the day we got married. But also in the simpler, ordinary bits and pieces of life, we might have seen glimpses of Jesus present. Maybe in the kindness of a neighbor in recent days, in the care or love or of a son or daughter, of husband or wife, in these challenging times. Don't we see fantastic expressions of Jesus being present in our healthcare and emergency service workers at this time? Wouldn't it be lovely to think that when it comes to the final day of our life, when we die, when we go to the gates of heaven, that there would we would recognize a person well known to us that we have seen at the different scenes of our life's journey? Perhaps our best way of finding Jesus and recognizing him is when we join in the liturgy of the Mass, to hear him in his word, and also to physically receive him in the Eucharist. And please God, when we get through this crisis, you will be here to receive with us. In these challenging times, Lord, help us to be the best character in the Christian history that we can live. Help us to be the best person we can be today through what we say and what we do, that we will recognize you in heaven one day.